is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
Here we go.
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Let's go.
Now, here's Adam, Dave, and Jamie.
Happy Friday, people. It's almost time for the weekend. Time for Fantasy Week 9, which is underway with Atlanta with a big win last night over Tampa Bay. Adam, David, Jamie, we're off to a weird start today, guys.
Yeah, this has been an interesting morning for sure. It started with a FaceTime chat between you and I where your cat did something very rude to you. And then Jamie came in and you cursed Adam. We talked more about cursing, and then we got started with the show, and you started cursing in the middle of the show, and then we had to start over.
Why are we cursing so much lately?
Not we, you.
I was the only one who didn't curse yesterday.
Mine was a mistake.
Yours was, yeah.
Mine was too.
That I don't know about. Well, welcome everybody. Please tell me how you felt about last night's game.
It was a bonanza. It was fantastic. Yeah.
For fantasy. I know, but why am I just not enjoying? I just want to enjoy these games more. What is wrong with football right now?
You're turning into like a librarian or something.
It was an enjoyable first half.
You thought so?
Yeah. You know what is not enjoyable is the flags, all the penalties
Well, they have 75 yards in penalties.
It was ridiculous. And every time Tampa Bay would have a positive play, it would be called back because of holding or something like that. And listen, that's the rules of football, but you'd figure by week 9, these players would know better or at least be smarter about, you know, trying to get away with this stuff or just not doing it.
Yeah.
So that kind of ruined the game. Is that what you're going for, Adam?
I don't know. I think that I have the perception that Tampa Bay is not all that good, right?
So defensively, they're brutal.
Horrible. They are. There's twice since last season that a team did not force another team to punt. Tampa Bay has both of them.
Wow. Wow.
Once, and they're both against the Falcons.
I mean, it is a joy to watch Matt Ryan play. I mean, it's not just touchdown regression. He is balling. He is playing amazing.
His offensive line's better.
Well, he's moving so well, though, and he's getting so many people involved.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're developing guys. You know, you're seeing Gabriel step up the last couple weeks with his involvement. They lose Jacob Tammy, and both tight ends step up.
Hooper
was good.
Hooper was good, although it was a roller coaster for both him and Bray.
Toy Lolo, you know, with the big play early on. You know, and you see the difference between these two teams in that they lose, you know, Tammy. And they lose Tevin Coleman. Now, clearly they have, you know, a great situation with Devontae Freeman and Coleman, but they lose Coleman and they don't miss a beat. Teron Ward steps up and plays well. Tampa Bay loses all of their running backs and they don't have any run game. They lose Vincent Jackson and it doesn't, you know, happen for not only Brate, but Adam Humphries with the late touchdown too. You know, so it's just the difference between a team that's, you know, there and a team that's trying to get there.
Right. All right. So we'll get into Atlanta, Tampa Bay with a lot of injuries, by the way. Jameis Winston left with a knee injury. Mike Evans was being evaluated for a concussion. Good time to have a long week. Anton Smith on crutches. He left with a knee injury. It's why you saw so much Peyton Barber down the stretch. Got some garbage time catches.
Well, no. You saw Mike James down the stretch.
Smith got hurt late.
Right.
He got hurt late, but you still saw Peyton Barber like cleaning up in the last.
I thought you saw a lot of Mike James cleaning up too.
It was Mike James at the end catching passes, but you know, Smith was the guy we were touting, and unfortunately that didn't happen. You know, they made the decision at the start of the game to go with Peyton Barber.
But that wasn't a surprise.
No, but
to start with Barber?
But they didn't get Smith involved early.
No, they tried to.
And yeah, but not to the level we were hoping.
He was getting plays called back by offensive line.
The thought was that he was going to dominate touches, and he didn't.
That he did not do. Yeah,
and
he ended up with, I think, 2 points because he had the fumble. Also, yep. Tampa Bay center, Joe Hawley, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, he left with a knee injury. So we got a couple of leftovers from yesterday. We waited a long time to talk about the Jaguars game. So if you missed that, I want to revisit Allen Robinson and the Jaguars running backs. We're going to play a game called Beat the Waiver Wire. Get these guys before everybody wants them on Tuesday night and Wednesday morning. I'll get some names from you. A lot of injuries to talk about. And, of course, your NFC home games, including Indianapolis at Green Bay. That could be a lot of fun. Keep an eye on Indianapolis' offensive line. 31 sacks allowed. 6 more than any other team. And Green Bay has 19 sacks in 7 games. So that's a storyline to watch. And can you start any Lions this week? I keep saying we're going to get to it later. Let's just get to it right now. Atlanta-Tampa Bay. Matt Ryan is the number one quarterback in fantasy. He's obviously played an extra game, but he's 55 fantasy points ahead of Andrew Luck. Is Matt Ryan the best quarterback in fantasy rest of season?
Is Tom Brady still in the National Football League?
Jeez, wow. Is he the second best quarterback in fantasy?
He might be up there. He's really playing well. We kind of hinted at it at the beginning of the podcast. His offensive line is better. His receivers are healthy. I think you saw what Mohamed Sanu could do. And he's kind of got what Andrew Luck's been doing for a long time. He's making use of the tight ends, the running backs out of the backfield. It didn't happen in this game, but, well, I guess it did if you include Patrick DeMarco, but Tevin Coleman has made plays catching passes, and Devontae has too. Yes, the answer to your question is yes. Matt Ryan has arrived as at least top five, probably more like top three fantasy quarterback rest of season.
Luck.
And they have a weird schedule quirk coming up.
Luck or Ryan, you know, though? Who would you rather have?
Who?
Luck Ryan, or Ryan?
I'd rather have Ryan because I don't think he's going to get hurt because his offensive line gets him pummeled.
It's a good point.
They only have one game in their next like 3 weeks after playing yesterday.
Well, yeah, there was actually a funny line on the broadcast. Al Michaels brought that up, or one of them said it, and the other one replied, we'll see more games before they do. Or we'll be at more games than they will.
Right. They play at Philly next week, and obviously they've got a lot of time to prepare because they just played yesterday. And then they're on bye in week 11. And then they've got two home games against Arizona and Kansas City. Schedule's great for them. Only two more road games after the bye.
Good stuff. Now, Can you rely on Mohamed Sanu? He had 5 catches for 74 yards. It's not terrible. He had 7 targets, so that's 3 of his last 4 games. Sanu has had 7 or more targets. Can you rely on him? He's 60% owned.
I think as a third receiver, sure. I mean, you're looking at an offense that's playing great. He's been involved. That's the thing you look for. And so, yeah, he didn't score a touchdown. You'll take 5 for 74 as the floor. You know, if you're getting 7 as the floor, that's not bad. Certainly in PPR, you'll take 12. You know, so it's not what I think we hope for, but that's what's happening when he's throwing touchdowns to multiple guys. It's not like he's just going. It's not like last year with the Jets, for example, where it's only Decker and Marshall. It's Julio's going to get his, and then Sanu should be second in line, but there'll be touchdowns to other guys.
They use other guys
like Hooper, like Toilolo, like
Taylor
Tammy, when he's happy,
yeah.
Like Gabriel.
Yeah,
we'll see Justin Hardy catch a touchdown every now and then. So the receivers.
Okay, finishing up on Atlanta, do you see any reason to pick up Taylor Gabriel or Austin Hooper?
I mean, Hooper's interesting just if Tammy's out for an extended period of time.
Right.
Do you like him against Philadelphia?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know who's everybody's on a bye that week, but...
No. Week 10. We got Buffalo, we got Detroit, we got Indy, and we got Oakland, and that's it.
So
Buffalo, Eric Ebron... Charles Clay
and the Colts
and
guys.
The Colts guys. Yeah. So I don't. This might be a one and done deal for
unless Tammy's out for an extended period of time.
Yeah. No. If he enters the streaming tight end discussion for sure.
You want to sell high discussion real quick?
Yeah.
Devontae Freeman, because I didn't like what I saw. He had goal line opportunities and he got stuffed. And I wonder if the coaching staff will see that. And they'll move to Tevin Coleman once he's healthy.
But you know what, though? The strength of Tampa Bay's defense is that interior line of the defensive line.
Maybe.
And so.
But they would still expect their running back to score given multiple opportunities.
I don't think he gets worse than what he was when Coleman was healthy,
which was like 11 fantasy points a game as a ceiling.
He's a very safe number two. I understand your point is great. If you could sell high on him, do it.
Number two. He's not a number one running back.
Maybe with 11 points per game, that's still number one.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to do that, but I think his floor is 7 or 8, you know, which is pretty consistent.
Do you like the schedule for him though?
Well, I'm not going to make you name 12, but do you think there are 12 running backs who are better than Devontae Freeman going
forward? That's the thing. I don't think I can name 12 either.
I mean, I probably could. I don't want to go through it, but I think when we start to get to this point in the season, like, there'll be a Sharkhandrick West that'll be better than Freeman that particular week.
No. I mean, a guy that you 12 guys you'd rather have, Devontae Booker, Jay Ajayi.
If you have, let's just say, I'd rather have Jay Ajayi and Devontae Booker.
Okay.
I think if you have situations like Booker, like Ajayi, I mean, those are two perfect situations. And Freeman's, let's say you drafted back into the first round and you picked Elliott and Freeman and then you got Booker and Ajayi, and someone will give you, assuming he's healthy, Mike Evans for Devontae Freeman. You take that in a second.
You should, yeah.
Well, okay. It might be a tough sell. Evans so elite right now, but what if it were like Dez Bryant for Devontae Freeman?
Yeah, again, I think if you need it, that's to me, they're on par.
Dez Bryant.
And the other, and it's going to be case dependent.
Right, if you need the receiver.
Right, and you're loaded at running back.
Well, this is interesting. You think Dez Bryant is on par with Mike Evans?
No, with Devontae Freeman.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. All right. Any thoughts on Tampa Bay? This was another good game for Jameis Winston. 27 fantasy points, another good fantasy game. He has delivered at San Francisco, Oakland, and Atlanta his last three games since the bye. He has given you three solid games. And then, of course, Mike Evans with a huge game. Cameron Brate, 73% owned. He scored a touchdown. Unfortunately, Anton Smith was started in 53% of leagues. Peyton Barber in 17% of leagues. Let's wrap up this discussion. Give me your thoughts on the Bucs.
I have a dilemma in one of my leagues where Jameis is my only quarterback. And so Andy Dalton's sitting out there on waivers right now. I could pick him up for nothing. But I would have to drop who I'm starting this week, Kendall Wright, and then start who I don't want to start, Marvin Jones. So do I?
And you won't cut Marvin Jones.
I don't want to cut Marvin Jones.
Okay.
It's a PPR league, so I still have hope for him.
Right.
But do I cut Kendall Wright to cover myself and get Andy Dalton and play Marvin Jones? Now, I got off to hugely. I have Jameis and Mike Evans, so it's a PPR league. I have a 60-point lead already.
What does your opponent's team look like?
It's stacked.
Well, let me just say, is there more than one matchup rest of season for Winston? I'm looking at Seattle at home.
One's the only one that scares me.
Yeah, so I don't know why you would do that.
Because of the injury.
Oh, well.
If he's hurt.
True. Yeah.
Like, do I cover myself now, take the potential? Like I'm just, I'll throw out a figure for Wright. Let's say Wright gets you 10 PPR league. Jones gets me 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do I run the risk of Wright blowing up and having one of his better games because of the matchup? It's something I'll toy with the rest of the day. Anyway, okay. I think Winston, as long as he's healthy, should be fine. And this offense is kind of, be exactly what we saw last night. Garbage time, chasing points.
They're this year's Jacksonville.
A lot of throwing. A great comparison. This year's Jacksonville, and Evans is this year's Robbins.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Do you think Doug Martin plays next week?
I hope so. I mean, that's one thing that they need is more balance. They couldn't run the ball last night. So when, you're trying to shuffle through, we see this a lot. When you don't have one guy, think about Miami earlier in the season. We don't have one guy. It's hard for somebody to get into a rhythm. It's hard to rely on that person. Their offense was playing better the last few weeks when they had Jacquizz Rodgers getting touches, because at least that they could funnel the offense through him and Jameis could do play action and, open things up a little bit.
Yeah. Falcons have been pretty good against the run, so let's give them some credit. Not necessarily in fantasy points, but yards per carry. They've been pretty solid lately. All right. Thursday's leftovers. So we did talk about Allen Robinson. It was like 55 minutes into the show. In case people missed it, do you guys trust Allen Robinson this week against Kansas City?
I feel like you have to.
Don't tell me what I have to do.
I feel like when it comes to this guy and you know his potential and you know how many targets he's going to get, and you mesh that with the predictability of where the defenders will be for the Chiefs defense, speaking specifically to their corners, and the fact that Jacksonville's going to have to throw a lot, they're going to play from behind. That's just the way this game should go. I don't think they're going to run with the lead, by the way. So I think it means that you put him in there and you hope for the best. I know he had a bunch of drops this year. I don't think he's declined that much as a player. I think he can still make plays, and I think he can still adjust to these wobblers that Bortles is throwing. There's risk involved, which is why you lower your expectations. You've got to hope that he gets, 40 and a touchdown, or, 6 for 90 yards instead of 6 for 70 yards. Right. I think that's what you're going for with him.
The funny thing, not to interrupt, I think it's the floor would be what we talked about with Sanu. If you know you're going in getting 7, is that enough to say he's a must-start guy? Like, I'll give you a personal scenario. I have, between two receivers and a flex, I have Kelvin Benjamin, Allen Robinson, Dante Moncrief, and Ty Montgomery. I think the odd man out will be Allen Robinson in this scenario, but it's between Robinson and Kelvin Benjamin, which I never thought would be the case.
Right. You thought those two would be your studs.
Would be exactly. But I like Moncrief's situation better. And Ty Montgomery, as long as he's healthy, I like his situation better. So it's just one of those situations where, again, think of 7 as the floor, because that was a bad game for him last week, and that's what he gave you. But there's a lot more upside with him.
And you got to think that the offense will be a little better with the offensive coordinator change.
Or at least different, which would help.
I think my hunch is they go no huddle.
Hopefully.
What about the running backs in this game? What about Yeldon and Ivory?
I kind of warmed up to Yeldon. Again, because of how better he is than Ivory, and because he's the better no-huddle running back.
I would try to avoid them both if you could. Well, because of course, even when Ivory's played, even when Yeldon's played well, he's hasn't been great for fantasy. So he's got, you know, they've got what, three touchdowns between the two of them on the season. And Ivory scored two of those. They've gotten one game with, or two games with double digits in fantasy points. They split those, you know, so it's pick your poison with the two of them. I would agree if I had to start
both poison.
If I had to start both, if I was stuck having to start both, I would take Yeldon, but I would avoid the backfield if you can.
Right. The leap of faith here is that the offensive coordinator recognizes that Yeldon is a little more explosive. If you look at his last four games, his rushing average and receiving
more?
Just have been great.
It's ridiculous already. Like, just get Ivory off the field.
Well, I mean, they can use him at the goal line.
What this so goal
line
stuff
is
ridiculous.
Ivory is
going to
be. I know, but that, you know, the NFL has become a specialization.
Have you noticed everybody's struggling? So many guys are struggling at the goal line. I know, like, going back to what you said about Devontae Freeman, it is not that easy to get in from the goal line when pretty much everybody knows you're running. And I see it every week. I track it. You know, every time I see a goal line carry, I make notes because I figure I might bring this up on the podcast on Monday. And there's just so many guys that get stuffed at the goal line, and then sometimes they come back and they get a chance. I mean, you look at what happened in Cincinnati. It's so unpredictable. Both of them have gotten stuffed at the goal line several times this year, and I have no idea who they're going to go to next. So I don't know. This whole goal line stuff is very frustrating for me. I don't think bigger backs are better there. I don't think smaller backs are better there. I don't think there's a rhyme or reason. Like, just stick
clever
with the guy
play
already.
Calling. Clever play calling is what gets it done.
Passing is also what gets it done.
Well, don't tell that to the Chargers.
But not fades. All right. So thank you for that. Would you start T.J. Yeldon or Matt Asiata?
I'll roll the dice on Yeldon.
Oh, I'll go Asiata. Easy. Against Detroit.
Because they give up a ton of touchdowns?
No, one. But they give up much more yards. And it's a much better situation.
Is
for
McKinnon
them
playing?
I don't care. I'll still take Asiata. They're both shared backfields. Asiata may get more touches.
Maybe.
Okay.
I hate that offensive line even more than Jacksonville's.
It's pretty bad. Let's play Beat the Waiver Wire. Who will we pick it up right now so we can beat the rush? We don't have to start him this week, but, you know, who's going to be in Jamie's Waiver Wire column on Tuesday?
I'll give you three guys, two of which I've mentioned already going into the week. Paul Perkins, just in case he, you know, gets more work and looks better than Rashad Jennings. And Damien Williams, just in case there's a Jay Ajayi injury. He could be the next big handcuff that we're talking about. The third would be, just because he practiced yesterday, is James Starks. And I think between the three of us collectively, we've been picking him up randomly around different leagues. I saw Dave picked him up in one league last night.
Yes.
I think Adam, you picked him up coming into the week, if I'm not mistaken.
I have him in the IDP league.
I added him in a couple IDP leagues too. He's going to probably go back on the field next week. I don't think they're going to use him this week based on the reports that I read. So if you have the chance to get the starting running back for the Packers, however much work he will get, it's worth the speculation to pick him up, and I think the other two guys are worth it too.
Okay. Paul Perkins, Brandon Williams, James Starks. Dave, you have any names?
Damien Williams.
Damien Williams, my bad. Dave, you have any names?
Starks would be at the top of the list just because of the fact that he's so available. When I looked yesterday, he was 30% owned. That's moved up to 37%. I would imagine by this time next week, he'll be in the 60s. And fantasy owners should definitely get behind that. I don't have any other names off the top of my head. You know, a couple of weeks ago I said Marquise Lee. That's turned into a pumpkin.
Do you still feel good
sure
about Dorial Green-Beckham?
He hasn't been scoring. And Carson Wentz and that whole offense has kind of gone south ever since the offensive line issues happened there.
Oh, Ladarius Green.
They've kind of fallen off. You can say Ladarius Green.
Well, I still think it's worth a look. Sammy Coates, Ladarius Green, if they're available.
I'd rather have Coates. That's easy.
I'd rather have Coates too, but I mean, and then Dontrell Inman, 9% owned. I don't know what.
Here's one. This is an easy one. J.J. Nelson.
Oh yeah.
You know, oh yeah. It's a great one.
He's going to be a starter for the Cardinals moving forward. Keep an eye out for people that get dropped that are on a bye week. Like I mentioned, in one of my leagues, Andy Dalton was dropped. Actually, in two leagues, I saw Andy Dalton dropped. I saw John Brown dropped. You know, those two Cardinals receivers are worth taking a look at. And then I think you start looking ahead. You know, Adam, you've been doing a great job of this about bringing up, you know, quarterbacks for week 10. Joe Flacco is somebody if you want to speculate on now. Trevor Siemian, if you want to speculate on now for their matchups next week. Maybe Jay Cutler, if you're looking at it from a quarterback standpoint. Zach Miller was dropped going into that Minnesota game. If he's available on waivers, he looked really good clearly in that game against Minnesota. Take a look at him. Rob Kelly still, if you're looking at a running back situation. take a look at him.
Deion Lewis is 55%.
Deion Lewis is a great one too. You know, I mean, I'm just looking at the teams on a bye right now. So
yeah, don't be lazy. Get ahead of the game. And I think, you know, you mentioned Flacco and Simeon. I forgot. I'm looking it up now. Jay Cutler. Who does he have in Week 10?
I don't know necessarily Week
Tampa
10,
Bay.
But
Tampa Bay, right?
Oh, easy.
That's a good one. That's a really good one. Hopefully. all right, guys. Let's do some news and notes, then we'll get into the games. Carlos Hyde, sprained AC joint in his shoulder. You guys have him as like a top six or seven running back against the Saints. You expect Carlos Hyde to play?
It looked great prior to yesterday. He's actually in the start sit column. So for those of you who have read it already, I may have to pull him by the end of the day. If he does not practice today, we're probably looking at a game time or if he's limited in practice today, we're probably looking at a game time decision with him. And with a 4 o'clock game, be prepared. Like I'm in the Scott Fishbowl league. I picked up DeJuan Harris, because I'm stuck with bye weeks. And so if you're looking at it and you in a deeper league and there's not a lot of options on waivers, take a look at DeJuan Harris because I think he'll be the guy getting the most touches if Hyde is inactive and it's a great matchup against New Orleans.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So Harris had 11 carries for 39 yards against Tampa Bay in week 7. They had a bye in week 8, but yeah, if Hyde's out, New Orleans and San Francisco, they allow the most fantasy points to opposing running backs, so could be a good ground game there. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel thinks Ty Montgomery will probably be Green Bay's lead running back this week. I look forward to getting your thoughts on how that situation's going to play out. T.Y. Hilton returned to practice, so he should play. Dwayne Allen returned to practice. Does that mean the end for Jack Doyle?
It doesn't mean the end of him, but you'd probably be foolish for starting him. He's still going to continue to play football. He just will not rule.
One game this season when both were healthy, did they both produce a great performance?
And was that week one?
Week one against Detroit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we know Detroit cannot cover tight ends. Steve Smith was limited in practice. Do you think he plays?
No.
Okay. Ladarius Green unlikely to play this week, according to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Let me go back real quick. Steve Smith, you don't think he's going to play. Would you start Mike Wallace or Allen Robinson?
Still Robinson, but Wallace, I think they're kind of similar, where you've seen Wallace, the two games without Steve Smith, produce good numbers.
Yeah. No, they're not similar because you haven't seen Allen Robinson.
Sure, yeah. Allen Robinson has had some big games.
Some,
this year.
Yeah.
Some.
I'm just joking around. Amir Abdullah, unlikely to play again this year. If he were going to come off IR, it could have been fairly soon, but he's unlikely to play again. DeMarco Murray practice in full. Travis Benjamin, Tyrell Williams, they were both limited in practice. Who plays for them this week?
I think it sounds like both of them.
It sounds like they'll both play, but yeah. I feel safer with Williams than I do Benjamin.
Me too. And just going back, you just brought something up that jogged my memory a little bit. If you have an open roster spot, it may not be a bad idea to start looking at Adrian Peterson.
Because you think he comes back?
We're getting to that same window with him. Maybe. I mean,
can he overcome that offensive line?
Oh, I'm just, you know, throwing it out there. Like if you have 6 bench spots, 7 bench spots, depending how deep your league is, why not just see?
I know why not, because he might not be very good and he might
totally agree.
If Adrian Peterson is healthy and he's playing, he's 100% owned. Right?
Just
owned, yes.
Why not just take a chance just in case?
Sure. I feel that, man. So if Benjamin and Tyrell Williams were both limited in practice and you expect them to play, I will rescind my Dontrell Inman as a good stash candidate. Ben Roethlisberger expected to start. Sorry, guys. And,
one more. Sammy Watkins also. Same thing.
All right, there you go. And the Rams could have Michael Brockers and Trumaine Johnson back this week as they host Carolina. Do you expect the following players? LeSean McCoy, Monday night.
Yeah, he practiced on Thursday.
Yeah.
I think it would be foolish for them to play him in this game.
They would never do anything foolish.
Why would they ever do anything stupid? That doesn't make sense.
I don't know.
Do you think he plays?
Sounds like it.
All right.
Oh, I hope not.
Spencer Ware.
No.
It doesn't look good.
Delanie Walker.
Yes.
Back to the Bills-Seahawks game. Marquise Goodwin or Robert Woods?
I would say Woods, yes. He played last week. And Goodwin, no.
Jeremy Maclin?
Yeah, I think he'll play.
Hunter Henry?
Same.
Randall Cobb?
Yes, I think he plays.
I hope he plays. He should dominate.
Theo Riddick?
Yes.
Yes.
Indochino?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Fire up Indochino. Look, if you need to look sharp at work, if you're going to a wedding, if you just need to look better, get the best suit you've ever gotten, try Indochino, indochino.com. FFTINDOCHINO.com and use our offer code FFT. You'll get 50% off. Now, made to measure suits, they can cost you $800 or more. Custom suits that fit you perfectly. You can pick out every detail. Honestly, I understand why people would pay that much now. Now that I have my own custom suit, I don't think I could do that $800, but I understand why some people would. But it's only $389 with our offer code FFT on Indochino.com. You can get 50% off with that offer code FFT. I got my suit. I love it. Huge difference compared to my generic off-the-rack suits. My Indochino suit's the only one I want to wear now. I'm actually excited to wear it. I want you to get excited. So just go to the website, scope it out, look around, see what you can get. Indochino.com. FFT is the code to use at checkout for any premium suit for $389 with free shipping. And Indochino also has amazing holiday deals right now on their shirts, pants, and other products. So get ready to look like $1 million with Indochino. And get ready to win fantasy.
I'm going to get an Indochino suit for your rehearsal dinner when I give my toast, thanks to Philip Rivers being better than Blake Bortles.
I just don't know how to express this to you that you're not invited.
Wait a minute. You made a bet, and now you're going to rescind the
bet? I told him that right from the jump.
All I need to do is walk and give a toast and leave.
I mean, you can give a toast in the hotel.
Like in your hotel room in front of you?
We'll do an after party after the wedding.
No, it'll be at the rehearsal dinner. I'm just going to walk in, give a toast, and leave.
Adam, we're crashing the rehearsal dinner. And by the way, you should invite out-of-town guests to the rehearsal dinner.
You know, I don't think that that's a thing anymore.
That's it. We're planning your wedding. It's over.
What should the theme be?
The theme should be wizardry.
Wizard sorcery.
Right. We're going to have everybody wearing wizard hats.
The theme is Bonanza. We're all coming dressed as cowboys.
All right. Yeah. You're at the Bonanza table. Or if
wizards and cowboys.
We could do like a Harry Potter theme, like for the wizard. Like you're at the Hogwarts table. Okay. Slytherin. You're at Slytherin, Dave. Three players this week.
We're going to put you at a table by yourself.
No, Allie? All right. She's not going to be happy.
It's going to be in a closet. We don't want you to Bonanza the party.
Matthew Stafford. You like Matthew Stafford at Minnesota? Are you crazy?
I know I'm not supposed to like Matthew Stafford against Minnesota, but I think he's going to throw a lot and the volume will be there. And I just get this. It's a gut feeling that I think he can put up 2 touchdowns. It might be ugly. I don't believe in the Vikings offense. I think the Lions defense will be considerably better with Darius Slay back. I think it'll be a competitive game as well. And I think Stafford can find a way to score twice. He hasn't been playing poorly the last couple of games. Really, all season he hasn't played poorly. He just hasn't scored. And I know you're asking a lot to have him, you know, score 2 touchdowns against this Vikings D. But I think he attacks the middle of the field. I don't think he can work with Marvin Jones this week. I don't like him. But they're going to keep using Golden Tate and Theo Riddick and Eric Ebron and maybe Anquan Boldin and use the middle of that field. And he's going to pass 45 times. Anytime Stafford passes 45 times, I'll take a chance on him.
Okay. I mean, there's one guy that you have him ranked ahead of that I just couldn't do it, and that's Eli Manning. That I love Manning this week, but to Stafford, you know, Vikings, they haven't allowed 20 fantasy points to a quarterback yet.
Yeah, I know. It's totally crazy, but
you know, after that, it's Tannehill.
And I am starting him in at least one of my leagues.
Tannehill, Wilson, Derek Carr, Blake Bortles, so you're not looking at
it. You
want to
know who I'm most
week.
Nervous about on that list is, as far as versus Stafford, is Russell Wilson. Because this seems like the type of situation, and we'll talk about this.
Yeah, we'll get there.
This seems like the game where Russell Wilson comes out and just lays a huge number up.
Didn't New Orleans feel that way?
Yeah, it was supposed to.
Yeah. Well, he's supposed to be getting healthier, so we'll get to Russell Wilson. You both like Dante Moncrief at Green Bay. Do you like him better than T.Y. Hilton?
If Hilton weren't practicing, I would.
They're 2 spots away from me.
Yeah, they're really close, but I still have Hilton higher just because of the upside. You know that they're going to have to play a lot. Or throw a lot, the Colts will. And you know where the weakness is in Green Bay's defense. It's in that secondary. And the matchup, I think, Ladarius Gunter actually played well last week, if you ask
me. He's starting to, they might have found something there with Ladarius Gunter. He's not going to be consistent, but I was just reading Prisco does a really cool film review column every week where he gives you
It should be must read for everybody.
It's cool, right? One
really,
film takeaway
yes, really cool.
On every team. And he mentioned Ladarius Gunter a few weeks ago and said he struggled in one game. He did better in one game. And then I think he did all right against Julio Jones. So whatever. Undrafted free agent, I believe. And he's a Canadian.
Right.
So good for him.
And And if T.Y. isn't 100%, and earlier this week he was noncommittal about playing, I wonder if he's not going to be quite as explosive as he's been. So that'll open the door for Moncrief to pick up a lot of targets, because Luck's going to know if Hilton is Hilton. You know what I'm saying?
Dave likes both Saints running backs at San Francisco. Which one do you like better? And I will say, each of the last 2 weeks that San Francisco has played, week 6 and 7, multiple running backs have scored double-digit fantasy points against those Niners.
Which is why I think you can feel comfortable starting either one. But let's say you've got both of these guys and Ezekiel Elliott for two spots. Well, you're going to start Zeke. So which Saints guy would you go with? I'm going to say Ingram. We've seen it so many times where a player gets sent to the bench, but the coach is still, you know, rah-rah about how that player is an important part of the team and he'll get better and don't worry, you know. Doesn't sound like he's permanently in the doghouse. And maybe even Hightower gets the start on Sunday, but I think there's going to be enough run for both of these guys. And the matchup is so good that I think that they both have the potential. Let's set a low floor of 60 rush yards and scoring a touchdown. I think they could each potentially do that as well. I think the matchup really sets up well for them. It might set up so well that it cannibalizes Drew Brees' numbers.
Yeah. I think it was the last at least 10 years, no team has given up as many rushing yards per game for a full season as San Francisco is giving up now, over 180.
They are so bad.
Epic bad. Epic.
Yeah, and it's not just because of Navarro Bowman not being. I think even if Bowman were playing, the defensive line's getting beat.
Okay, so would you start both Saints guys over Theo Riddick in standard scoring?
Yes. Yeah, but not in PPR.
PPR. Would you start them over Todd Gurley?
No.
Ingram, for sure, I would.
Yeah. If you knew if it was one guy, then yes. But no, given the uncertainty, no.
If you have both of them and you don't love your other options, like, I don't mind starting them both and knowing you're going to... I think you're going to get good production from at least one. I mean, if they both get like 60 yards and no touchdown, that would be awful. But I think a lot of people might have both. Hopefully you don't have to do that, though. All right, Jamie likes Dante Moncrief, as we mentioned. Darren Sproles at the Giants. Do you like Sproles better than the Saints guys?
No, but I think if you're stuck this week and Sproles has been sitting on your bench, 70, 80 total yards is well within reach this week. I don't know if he'll score, but I think just hopefully the way that they'll use him will allow him to kind of pick up where he left off last week.
It feels like a leap of faith. I like where you're going with this, and I would also start Sproles, but it feels like a leap of faith because... Again, Doug Peterson says Ryan Matthews is our starter, and both Peterson and offensive coordinator Frank Reich both said that they can't use Sproles as much as they have last week.
Oh, I would agree.
So
but
the workload that we saw last week is going to get scaled back.
Yeah, but I don't know if they'll have a choice depending on how game flow is.
Sure, because he's the better option as a pass catcher, and there's no doubting that he's a good playmaker. There's just I think they should ride him. I know he's an older guy. Maybe he's banged up more than we know. They should ride him, but whether or not they actually do it, it might take a Ryan Matthews injury.
You feel for the player in one regard, but from the team standpoint, what's the long-term future with Darren Sproles? Run him into the ground as much as you have to.
And I think Sproles would love that opportunity.
You got to get wins.
All right. It is good run defense, though, that he's going up against in New York.
Well, that's why I think he's better than Matthews in this regard from their standpoint, right. Is you get him out in space, he's clearly better than that than Ryan Matthews.
Right, and they have to do that because their offensive line isn't running that great.
Jamie, also you like Eli Manning. He's been... terrible at Philadelphia historically, but pretty good against the Eagles at home. What do you think about Eli this week?
Yeah, in 3 of the last 4 games, the Eagles have been bad against quarterbacks, and you look at Manning's track record coming off a bye week in the last 2 with Ben McAdoo, 25 points, 28 points. In his last 5 coming off a bye, he's averaging 21 points. Only one of those has been a stinker. And so I think you just look at, he clearly prepares. McAdoo clearly knows how to get him ready for this situation, you know, having 2 weeks to prepare. And the Eagles defense has shown some flaws in terms of their production to quarterbacks of late. So I think there is reason to be optimistic about him. And like you said, if he's in Philly, bad news. At home against the Eagles, he's been great.
And you're going to start him over Matthew Stafford, who's one of the quarterbacks you don't like. And everybody that you gave me in the don't like list is a Detroit Lion. So Marvin Jones, Eric Ebron, and Matthew Stafford. I thought I saw you guys have Ebron fairly high in PPR. Is that accurate?
PPR, I'm okay with him just given the guys that are available to you, because I think he'll be around 5 for 50, 6 for 60 in that range again. I don't expect him to duplicate what he did last week. That was a season high in targets. I think having Sendejo back for the Vikings is going to help in what they look like last week without him there against Zach Miller. And I don't buy into Matthew Stafford playing well. I think he's going to be awful, to be honest with you.
Would you guys start Antonio Gates over Ebron?
Yes.
How about Gary Barnage?
Yes.
Okay. And Marvin Jones, you don't like. So do you like any... Let's just get this game out of the way. Minnesota and Detroit. Do you like anybody in this game? Like, who's going to have a good game?
Rudolph should be great, just given what the Lions have done to tight ends. I think Diggs, as long as Darius Slay is out, should have an opportunity to play well. We'll see. He's a little bit risky, in my opinion. But
is he your favorite wide receiver in this game, Stephon Diggs?
Yes, because I think the other two are going to stink.
It's kind of by default, right? Yeah, you can't start Marvin Jones. I'll definitely agree to that, but we've seen Stafford play well even without Marvin Jones contributing a lot. It's just a matter of what these other guys will do.
He hasn't really played great.
Without Jones contributing a lot?
Yeah, I mean, the last four, he's had two stinkers.
Two Stafford. Good games.
Not great games.
I'm not looking for a great game. I'm looking for a good game.
Yeah, but the Eagles game, you know, you were quick to point out that Stafford got lucky in that one. That was one of his better games.
That was a lot of Riddick, but that's what I think. See, that's the thing. That's what I think they're going to have to do in this game against Minnesota.
I think that the Vikings bludgeon them.
How do you feel about Riddick in PPR? I don't want to start him in standard, but how do you feel about Riddick in PPR?
I think he'll catch a lot of passes.
Yeah, so Dave has him 11th, Jimmy has him 13th, Heath has Riddick 17th in PPR. Would you start him over a guy like Terrence West?
In PPR, yes.
Yeah.
Standard,
absolutely.
No.
Latavius Murray or Riddick?
Same PPR, yes. Standard, no.
Okay. And how do you, give me a projection for Matt Asiata.
With McKinnon,
40 yards.
6 fantasy points. Without McKinnon, 8.
So, not doesn't seem like there's any great start here except for Kyle Rudolph. Fair?
And how about the Vikings DST? Yeah.
But how do you like Stafford and the Vikings DST?
I think the DST can hold him to, like, 21, 24 points. They'll probably sack him a couple times. And I think people are going to start the Vikings DST either way.
Well, they should.
Right. And they can also make a play on special teams.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
I'd start Kaepernick over Stafford this week.
Woo! No way. No way.
I think I would too.
Yeah, I think it's
easy. All right. We'll see how it turns out. Let's bet on it.
Look at Cam Newton and Aaron Rodgers against Minnesota.
I know. Yeah.
They're coming home. They're ornery.
I know they're ornery. Lions need a win too.
Yeah. I mean, I get the argument that he's going to have to throw a lot.
Right. It's totally based on volume.
Yeah. Okay, Dave. Well, if it's
having no touchdowns,
that was a volume joke.
Oh, I see.
More of the guys that we don't like. Dave does not like Doug Baldwin against Buffalo on Monday night. He does not like Matt Asiata. We covered that. And he doesn't like Rashad Jennings. And I don't either. Nobody should. So.
Nobody should.
Baldwin, let's talk about him, Dave.
He's been bad, and his production is definitely tied to Russell Wilson's, and I think this is a Jimmy Graham game. I think Graham's matchup against Buffalo is way better than it is for Baldwin. Buffalo's been pretty good covering receivers in general, but certainly the slot. It's tight end that they really have trouble with, and I think Jimmy Graham is going to be who they dial up to beat the Bills.
Okay, would you start Diggs or Baldwin?
I believe I have Baldwin ranked higher.
Diggs.
So you don't like Diggs very much then, Dave?
I do like Diggs. I just like Baldwin, I guess, a little more. Let me take a look at my rankings if you want me to quantify it for you, sir.
Okay.
Do you want me to quantify it for you?
You have them back to back. I hate when I do that.
Actually,
to you.
I don't. I'm wrong. I've got Diggs ahead of Baldwin. So here I am.
Yeah, but
not
back
even
to
knowledgeable
back.
About my own rankings.
They're back to back.
What do you look at? No, they're not.
Baldwin needs
in PPR. They Diggs are.
No, I'm looking at non-PPR.
Well, okay. And
in a standard league, I've got Stephon Diggs at 22 and Baldwin at 26.
Okay. Baldwin just needs the targets.
Yeah, he's had more than 6 targets 3 times. He's had 2 really good games in those 3. All right, Indianapolis at Green Bay. Yeah. All right, fantasy. Woo! Oh, I haven't even done it yet. I haven't even picked.
You're
the
not
game.
Gonna. Let's just stop right now.
I haven't even thought about it.
All right, well, so Andrew Luck seems pretty good. The bonanza was Thursday. It's over. Andrew Luck's going to have a great opportunity to throw the ball, but I'm taking over the show hosting from Adam right now, because I don't bonanza anything. Frank Gore kind of worries me a little bit because the Packers' run defense has been good all along. They're even better at home. I feel like he's touchdown dependent in this game. Jamie, what do you think?
I'm still starting Gore. I think he's found a way to be productive, and I like that they came out and said this week we have to get him more touches. So there's a pretty good baseline for him when he's gotten 15 or more touches that he's coming through with no worse than 75 total yards. So
I agree.
Given the week that we're looking at, he'll get you 7+ fantasy points. He scored 2 receiving touchdowns the last 2 weeks with how they're going to throw the ball. I think he's better than safe. I think he's a solid starter this week.
We talked about the Indianapolis wide
receivers.
Excuse me.
I'd like to resume.
I'll
my
let
role.
You back in if you promise not to bonanza anything.
I promise I won't do it.
Okay.
My fingers were crossed. This game is the bonanza. Colts Packers.
You son of a gun. How dare you?
Yes. Colts Packers, everybody.
Look at what you've done again.
I got it right last week. Give me a break.
Almost the Cubs.
Oh, I almost doesn't wedding. Count.
All right, if you don't believe in the curse, say your wedding's going to be a bonanza.
Hey, stop. Don't
no,
even.
No, but I think this is a great thing to
hey,
do.
Come on. Do not
joke about that.
What's the joke?
You know, no, you're getting way
no,
too personal.
The bonanza isn't anything. I'm Adam Azer.
Just
go
shut
ahead.
Shut your face. Frank
Fine,
Gore.
I'm going to do it. I'm bonanzing your wedding.
Frank Gore or Sharknado West?
West. Bye.
All right. We talked about the Indianapolis wide receivers. We like them both. You would have to. Would you start Richard Rodgers over Jack Doyle?
Sure, but there's other tight ends that you could start. Like, I'm in some sort of weird room where I have to pick just between those two.
Sure.
I don't know why it's room.
Well, it's funny. Like, Rodgers is having such a bad year. This is a really good matchup for him.
I know. That's why I would start him over him. Over the, Doyle, specifically.
The Colts have I don't think I would, though, because, man, he's just a ghost.
He doesn't play. When they're running 5 receivers on the field.
Yeah, he's uninvolved.
Give me Virgil Green over those guys. Give me Dennis Pitta. Give me Lance Kendricks.
All right.
Hooper last night. Great last Hooper. Night would have been better. Maybe Jimmy Graham's on waiver wire. You can start him.
Aaron Rodgers is our number one quarterback this week. Colts stink. They have injuries in their secondary. Is Vontae Davis going to play?
Not sure.
Doesn't sound like it.
All right. I'd be remiss, though, just to ask. Left tackle and center, I believe, for was it center or left guard for the Colts? What's their offensive line looking
Buhort.
Like? Yeah, Buhort was one.
Don't know if he's going to play.
All right. Annoying. So, what does Green Bay's offense look like this week? Who's getting the carries? Do you like Jordy Nelson again? You know, break it down for me.
They're all in play.
Rank them.
All 4 of them.
Assuming everybody's healthy, I would rank them Cobb 1, Adams 2, Montgomery 3, Nelson 4.
Wow.
Wow.
Dave?
That's just because you think that
they're all.
Well, why do you think that, I guess?
They're all top 20 receivers. Nelson's touchdown dependent. Everybody else will be involved more.
I think Cobb is the one who certainly is not touchdown dependent. I still think Adams belongs in that group. So I'd probably take Jordy ahead of Adams in a non-PPR situation. And I'd like to know if James Starks ends up playing. I don't think he will.
He's not going to play.
All right, so if he doesn't, then I think Ty Montgomery certainly gets some love and attention. And I really think this Colts run defense is the pit. So if I had to rank them, I would go Cobb 1, Montgomery 2, Nelson 3, Adams 4. And like Jamie said, they're all top 20 wide receivers. And if you play in a league where Ty Montgomery is a running back, he's also a top 20 running back.
If you are desperate for a running back, Ripkowski? Eh?
He's either going to get you 0 or 6.
Okay. Yeah, you have to be really desperate.
Maybe 1 or 6.
Green Bay's DST, number 13 for Dave and Jamie, and number 19 for Heath. So obviously,
I'd rather have DeJuan Harris than Aaron Ripkowski.
Yeah, there you go. Obviously, this is the bonanza. You don't want to start the DSTs. The Saints at the 49ers. And like I said, these two teams are the worst against running backs in fantasy. You like Drew Brees. I guess my only concern with Drew Brees is he is outdoors. And what if they run a lot, but you guys have him? Jamie 2nd, Dave 4th, Heath 5th. I won't get too cute with it. Start Drew Brees. New Orleans wide receivers. So 8 of the 9 receivers with 6 targets against San Francisco have caught a touchdown this year. 8 of 9 with 6 targets. I have a feeling all 3 of them will get 6 targets, so this will be tested. Rank the New Orleans wide receivers.
Cooks, Thomas, Snead.
Agreed.
And where are they? Are they all top 20 just like the Packers guys?
Not for me. I've got Snead low.
25 or 26.
Yeah, Snead's the number three receiver at best. He actually draws the worst matchup against the 49ers. They've got a good slot corner and Jimmy Ward. Good, not great. And I think it'll be tougher on him.
How many of them would you start over Amari Cooper?
Two.
Three.
I'm not starting Snead over Coop.
I am.
Especially if Tlaib's out.
If Tlaib's out, it changes things.
In a PPR league, would you start Charkandrick West or Michael Thomas?
I think I'd go West.
Thomas.
That's a tough one.
He hasn't fallen victim to the outdoor situation yet.
No, that's true.
Two of his better games have been outdoors.
Is this going to be a game where they lean on Michael Thomas, though? I don't know if I'm really nervous about the running backs taking over.
It's still the Saints.
Dave, you mentioned Lance Kendricks. You mentioned Virgil Green. Would you start them over Kobe Fleener?
I think I would when it comes to Kendricks. Virgil Green.
Somebody's going to have to explain that to me. Lance Kendricks has been Richard Rodgers-esque this year.
No, he's actually played.
But he gets. I know he gets targets.
I think Carolina secondary still isn't very good, and I think the Rams are going to know it, and they're not great against tight ends, so I would take
a chance. The Rams are awful. You know, Tavon Austin has the 19th most targets among wide receivers, and he's the number 51 wide receiver.
He's used like garbage. I hate how they use him.
They're just inefficient, and they have a bad quarterback.
Kendricks is more of a streamer. I'd still feel comfortable with Fleener over him.
Not me.
Guys, I want to pause real quick, because you don't have to feel Dave's face today, but I know we talked about Harry's yesterday. I want to talk about Harry's again, and I really want everybody to take advantage of an awesome offer. It's free. You don't have to pay for anything other than shipping. Harry's is so confident in their product that they're going to send you their free trial set. And with our offer code on harrys.com of FFT, that's HARRYS.com, and the offer code is FFT, you're going to get a post-shave balm as well. So again, Harry's is an amazing product. The shave is great. It's close. It's comfortable. You're not going to cut yourself. I love Harry's. Actually, as soon as this podcast is over, I need to shave pretty badly. So I'm going to get my Harry's razor out, and I'm going to put it to good use. And what you get with that free trial set, 5-blade cartridge, a razor, shaving gel, and all you got to do is pay shipping. It's all free. You get the post-shave balm with our offer code FFT. So give Harry's a try. And then when you're done with the free trial set, you're still getting $2 per blade for Harry's razors instead of, you know, the $4 or more that you're going to pay at the drugstore. It's a better product, and it's a cheaper product. It's more affordable. It's just so much better. Please get started. Harrys.com. The offer code, again, is FFT for the post-shave balm. It's free. Why not give it a shot? Now let's go to San Francisco. We talked about Carlos Hyde. If he plays, we love him. If it's DeJuan Harris, we still like him quite a bit. If DeJuan Harris is the starter, would you start him over Darren Sproles?
No.
All right. So he'd be. But more
I start him over Rashad Jennings.
Yeah, there you go. But would he be more like a number three?
Yeah, I start him over Jennings. I start him over Ryan Matthews. If you're looking for two names,
those are two names. I agree. Start any San Francisco wide receivers?
No.
Do you want to lose?
There will be one guy who makes a play. Kaepernick will run for one. He'll be around 20 fantasy points because the Saints stink.
Then let's go to Philadelphia at the Giants. Philadelphia could be without their starting guard, Allen Barber. Seems pretty likely that they will.
Allen the Barber Beefcake?
Is that what they call him?
Cutting and strutting.
The Giants, I'm really hoping, guys, not just from a personal standpoint, but from a fantasy standpoint, that they get things together during their bye week. Now they're coming out of it 28th in points per game this year. They were 6th in 2015, and they have a better offense. It doesn't make any sense.
Don't you think they should change their running backs?
Yes, and they might change their play call. I haven't read anything about that. There was some chatter about Ben McAdoo giving up play calling. But they are broken.
Maybe he should give up head coaching and just go back to play calling.
Wow.
Maybe, but they will change their running backs at some point. I am sort of excited for Sterling Shepard second half. Not this week. I know you're not starting him, but I just have a little bit of optimism that they're going to get this ship righted. And if they do, Shepard's going to have to be a part of it.
Look, the trend against Philadelphia has always been the second guy stepping up and playing well with Reuben Randle.
Right, right.
So maybe this is a similar situation. Again, different teams, different player, but a different team in terms of the Eagles' structure. But it's interesting just to see how they how they attack this.
It all starts up front for the Giants. If they can't fix the offensive line, and that means also run the ball effectively inside, then it's going to be more of the same.
Yeah, this should be a close game, I think. And Eli is 11th for Jamie, 12th for Dave, 11th for Heath. You're going to start him over Derek Carr. Dave has Stafford and Eli back-to-back. Jamie's going to start Manning over Stafford. I don't know that they're – like, would you start Tannehill or Eli Manning?
Eli.
Eli.
Russell Wilson or Eli Manning?
Also Eli. Eli. Close.
Okay. Beckham, I know he's injured. You can't sit him. And Shepard's a number four wide receiver. I think this is a fairly easy game because we've talked about the running backs. You know, you're not starting a Giants guy. I'll give you some wide receivers to compare with Darren Sproles. Would you start – Darren Sproles or Amari Cooper?
I would start Sproles if Tlaib is in. Cooper if Tlaib is out.
I've got Cooper ahead of Sproles.
Would you start?
And that's with Cooper in.
Sproles or Tyrell Williams?
That's with Tlaib in.
Sproles or Tyrell?
Sproles.
Zach Ertz, don't start him. Ryan Matthews is the number three running back. And the Eagles DST is 6th for Jamie, 11th for Dave, 11th for Heath. Giants DST, I don't know why I picked them up in a league, but I did. 20th for Jamie, 14th for Dave, and 14th for Heath. That's it, right? Oh, Jordan Matthews. How do you feel about Jordan Matthews this week?
Low at number 2. Slot receivers have done well against the Giants.
Yeah.
Yes, they have. Detroit at Minnesota, we covered. Buffalo at Seattle.
Bonanza!
What, Buffalo at Seattle?
Detroit at Minnesota.
I need the Costanza, though.
No, that's my bonanza.
But you can do whatever you want. No, you can't.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, I can do whatever I want. You're
this
right.
is my thing, Dave.
Yeah, it's your thing, and it sucks. So it's time for somebody else to give it a whirl.
Okay. Is Seattle going to have Cam Chancellor?
I don't think so.
They also might be without their left tackle again. Let me put it this way. Who are you excited about in this game?
Jimmy Graham, Kristen Michael.
Are you, though?
This is kind of a prove-it game for Michael, because Rawls may return next week.
If it's a blowout, C.J. Procise could get some extra work as well.
I think that I'm going to make a pretty good case here for Buffalo's run defense. The only guys that have done well against them are David Johnson and Jay Ajayi. Jay Ajayi obviously blew the doors off Buffalo. Now, Matt Forte and Todd Gurley both had big games. They had 32 touches and 26 touches, respectively. And Kristen Michael just doesn't get that. I think the Jets game is the only one I can think of where he had a huge workload.
But if they can win that matchup, they'll give him that work. They need a win.
But can they win it?
They need some sort of confidence-boosting win. And so if that means riding Kristen Michael, they will do it.
I don't know. I think it's kind of I think the opportunity will still be there for him. I would be surprised if in this game – I don't think they'll be chasing points like what happened to them last week, which is why Procise was on the field so much more. I think they'll be ahead. I don't know how much they'll be ahead, but they'll be ahead. And I think based on them being ahead and based on how they want to run their offense, they still want to try and prove that they're the bad boys on the block and the physical team. And this is the perfect team to do it against because they have the same approach. And so if they're ahead, Buffalo is kind of limping into their bye week next week. This is a long road trip. Seattle obviously feeds off that crowd, plays great at home. I think Michael also is looking at it as he knows what's coming, which is the guy that's going to take his job, presumably, and the scenario of he hasn't been getting the production that I think that he probably is looking at. So there's probably some self-motivation going on there. Whether he does that or not remains to be seen. I think you're just buying into it with the week. This is a different week. You'd be a little bit I'd be a little bit less optimistic about Michael, but given the circumstances, he's still a top 10-ish running back.
Yeah, I got him in two leagues. I'm starting him in both. Michael or Booker?
Booker. The one that I struggle with is Michael and Charkandrick West, and I may move West ahead of Michael just because his situation is better.
Yeah, you know, something actually kind of bothered me with Charkandrick West. I was just looking at the Packers-Colts game, and the Colts are so bad against the run, and Charkandrick West didn't really do that well against the Colts. He might just not be very good.
No, but there's a good enough track record of him getting work and producing with that workload.
Yeah. 14 carries for 52 yards.
We were starting Jacquizz Rodgers in fantasy, knowing that he was just going to get a lot of work.
Sure.
That's why you're starting Charkandrick West.
Yep.
The reason you're hopefully starting Kristen Michael is he's going to get the work.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Todd Gurley or Kristen Michael?
Michael.
Michael.
How about Russell Wilson in this game? What do you think?
I mean, the things that are starting to trend in the right direction for him are being at home, losing the knee brace. You know, I don't think we really took into account how hurt he probably really was. Now he played, and you know, you talk to a football guy like Pete Prisco, who says you're on the field, you play, you got to produce. You know, you look at it from the standpoint of our situation, fantasy wise, we probably didn't downgrade him enough. And so, the thing that's frustrating is, like, we look at the stats and, you know, Adam, we talk about this all the time, 7 targets for Doug Baldwin. Well, I'm sure they know that if he's a high volume target guy that particular week, his stats tend to pop. Well, why don't they give him more targets? Is it because he's not open? Is it because, Russell Wilson's looking for Jimmy Graham, Curse? You know, they're trying to get Lockett going, don't have the ball enough. I don't know what the reason is. But if they get him involved, he'll play well. Dave said it, I agree. Jimmy Graham should have a good opportunity in this game. Last week was really frustrating because he was facing his former team in a good matchup as well. They just got to play better, you know, and really the offensive line is a big part of it. But I do think that Buffalo, after what's happened to them the last 3 games, you know, losing the surprise game against Miami, getting blasted by the Patriots, and now they're going to go on the road, long trip, knowing their bye weeks ahead. I just wonder where they're at in terms of their mental standpoint for this game. All right. So. I think Wilson's got a chance to be a low-end starter.
All right, can you give me your thoughts on the Buffalo running game?
Yeah, if it's LeSean McCoy 100%, you're starting him. If not, I would stay away if you can. But
LeSean McCoy 100% meaning he's 100% or he's 100% starting?
He said he went out there last week and he felt better than he did the last 2 weeks. So if that's the case and he's fine, you know, it's tough because it's a Monday night game. But, you know, you come out and you say, okay, you know Saturday afternoon he's practiced – Friday in full, Saturday in full. You cannot sit him.
Right. You can't?
If he's 100%?
Well, he's not going to be 100% healthy, right? And it is Seattle.
I mean, assuming no, but if he was a – forget about the hamstring injury at all. If he's been playing, you know, let's say at 100 last week, 100 this week, well, you'd start him, right?
If he hadn't missed any time, yeah, I'd start him.
I know there's risk to it, but that's the thing.
But it is one of the toughest matchups you can get. I think Seattle's going to pulverize –
I agree.
Buffalo. But, he'll catch some passes. It's tough to sit him. Like, would you start him over Jonathan Stewart?
He would be exactly where Todd Gurley is, and I would feel more comfortable with him in his situation going to Seattle than Todd Gurley playing at home against Carolina.
All right, yeah, let's go to that game, Carolina and Los Angeles. Only the third true home game for the Rams. They had one in London. They only have 10 sacks in 7 games, by the way. A little surprise, Cam Newton not in the top 5 for you guys, 6th for Jamie and 9th for Dave. Yeah,
I had him originally there. I like Rivers better. So,
okay. And Dave likes Dak Prescott better, Marcus Mariota better. Not
feel better about those guys. Yeah, a little worried about Cam going up against that big D line with his offensive line, and not sure. I know he's running a little bit more. That's great, but I'm not sure how good of a passer he is these days. Jermaine Johnson is expected back for the Rams. That's definitely factored in.
Close
Jermaine
to Johnson he's not, was definitely out. Back.
If he's out, then I like Cam more. Yeah. There's no doubt. Because I think Kelvin Benjamin could go off against those smaller corners. But with Jermaine Johnson on him, I think it's going to be tough. You know the track record of tight ends under Jeff Fisher. Greg Olsen could have a difficult game.
Hasn't been the same, though.
This year, it's been up and down.
Last 2 years have been up and down.
Maybe. But I'm looking more at this year and what they have this year. I think this is a game the Rams could actually win.
Well, Kelvin Benjamin, Jonathan Stewart, you like both of them. Who do you like better? If you were flexing one, Stewart and Benjamin.
Benjamin. Stewart makes me nervous. He's kind of just there. He's touchdown or bust at this point.
We should mention that he didn't practice on Thursday, but it looks like it was just a rest day.
Give me your thoughts on, give me your projection for Todd Gurley.
I think he can get you 7 or 8 fantasy points. If he scores, he'll be fine.
Yeah, I think that's about right. I might say more like 7 fantasy points than 8, but a touchdown could be tough to come by.
Would you flex Kenny Britt over Todd Gurley?
PPR.
Maybe in a PPR. Standard, no way.
I was actually pretty mad.
I do like Britt.
I didn't get him in the podcast league. I put in a bid for him last night. Frank the Clown, that clown, got Britt instead of me.
Hey.
Either bid $1 more or the same. I don't know.
You're headed for a beatdown, my friend.
My team is bad.
After all the trash you talk because you beat me in the 2 quarterback league twice.
Twice.
And brought it up on our radio show. We play each other in 3 leagues. You're going 0-3.
We do?
Oh, yeah. And you're in trouble in one of them for sure.
Which one? The podcast league?
No, the FFT league. I don't even think you have half a team.
That's a terrible. I got no chance at that because not only do I have half a team, but I have Cooper and Crabtree.
Yeah, no, your team stinks.
No, my team's awesome in that league. Just this week.
No, your team stinks this week.
Yeah. So, you know what? We got heart, though. Let's check the matchup, folks. Dave, you want to read some emails?
This is going to be compelling.
Check the
to
matchup.
To myself?
Yeah, read them to Jamie.
All right, Jamie, this is from Daniel. Where's Daniel from? Somewhere in Canada. Standard 12-man team needs to start two running backs, two wide receivers, and a flex out of these players. So set his entire lineup. Make his life easy. Charcandrick West, Terrence West, Mark Ingram, Bilal Powell, Paul Perkins. Wait a minute. Adam, you didn't give me the whole email.
Oh, yeah, because I was only going to do the running backs. No, I was only going to do the running backs. I'm not going to set it.
Start two of these running backs. Charcandrick West, Terrence West,
the West,
Mark Ingram.
You know what? I got a shot. I got a shot here, guys. Let's compare these teams. I have Kaepernick.
Edwin from Westchester, Pennsylvania says, Luck or Roethlisberger rest of the season?
Luck.
I agree.
All right, come on. I got Kaepernick filling in for Cousins. He has Breeze. That sucks. But this is a PPR league. I have Riddick and Gore. You have Rashad Jennings and Devontae Freeman. I think I'm going to win.
Not playing Jennings.
Oh, who are you going to play?
Precise.
Who?
Precise.
Precise? Fine. I'm still going to win running backs. I got Dante Moncrief, Jordy Nelson, and Michael Crabtree. You have Quincy Enunwa, Brandon Marshall, and Stephon Diggs. I have Ebron. You have Gates. I have Vinatieri. You have Santos. I got 7 points from the Falcons D. You have the Eagles. I'm projected to lose. I think I'm going to win.
All right, let's bet.
Damn, I don't like bet. I don't want to bet anymore. Well, can we just do lunch?
Let's go. We'll go double or nothing. So you can get out of your rehearsal dinner loss that's headed your way.
Well, it's, you know, the bet's
double.
Anyway.
What do you mean? So you're going to speak at his first and second?
No. I'll get something else, but I'll give him a way out.
But I won the lunch bet. The Hopkins versus Goodman.
No, that's not a lunch bet. That's Heath having to sing.
We can't
control that he's not singing.
Okay, this is from James in San Francisco.
We need a real bet. We need a real bet here.
Think about it.
All season long.
What do you mean? Me speaking as rehearsal dinner is a pretty big bet.
Yeah, but I mean, that payoff isn't going to happen until when? Next summer? When are you getting married?
Yeah, next summer.
Yeah, so no one's going to get that until then.
James from San Francisco wants you to rank.
We haven't heard
guys.
The saxophone in a long time.
And you still haven't do a cartwheel, so.
I never lost the cartwheel.
I know.
I don't think I could do a cartwheel now. That bet was 10 years ago. Adam, do you think I could do a cartwheel?
Dave, I could name 50 things that you could do before you do a cartwheel. Like, you have no chance of doing a cartwheel. You couldn't even start the cartwheel. There's no way. Are you kidding me? A cartwheel? That's the way. No, you could not do a cartwheel.
That's that. All right.
If it was a cartwheel where people helped me do the cartwheel?
Here it is. Okay. So I'll play the saxophone again.
Okay.
That's what you're asking for. We'll do Stafford versus Kaepernick. Do a cartwheel if Kaepernick is better.
Hold on a second. I feel like I need somebody to like hold my legs.
Nope. You have to try on your own.
I'll try on my own, but it's going
to
be.
No, listen. Hey, about 8 years ago, I tried to do a cartwheel on my own. I almost killed myself. Like, I almost.
Yeah, but you're like the most uncoordinated.
And I'm uncoordinated too. I can't do a cartwheel. I will purposely just collapse.
Okay, let me read emails.
If you want this
here.
Done, we need to get people in the office to like grab my legs and like hold me up, and then I finish the cartwheel.
For the love of God, please let me read some emails so we can finish the show.
I think that'd be pretty fun.
Please rank these in order of rest of season: Ty Montgomery, Deion Lewis, James Starks.
So this is, I'm assuming, a league where Montgomery's a running back.
Even if he's not, I'd still take him first. Then Starks and Lewis.
Montgomery, Lewis, Starks. Because I don't think Montgomery and Starks can be good together.
Justin from a city on the lake in Pennsylvania. Grade the trade. Give Russell Wilson and Michael Crabtree in a standard scoring league. Get DeMarco Murray.
Hey.
He got DeMarco Murray for those guys?
That was an A before you finished the sentence.
Got Trent Richardson.
Yeah, Crabtree's a top seven receiver. Let's give
Crabtree's
him
good.
A little credit.
Crabtree's good, but DeMarco Murray's better, and Russell Wilson's not.
What are your views on starting Cooks and Michael Thomas over Mike Wallace this week? This is from Harp in Vancouver.
Love it.
Okay, finally, Tom from a city in Scotland. Devontae Parker or Tavon Austin, Jeremy Curley, Adam Thielen, or Dontrell Inman?
It's between Austin and Parker. I hate the Jets secondary, so I'll go with Parker.
I'll take Austin because I'm terrible.
Goodbye, everybody.
All right, so do we have the bet? It's official. Stafford versus Kaepernick, saxophone versus aided cartwheel.
No, I don't want, I want you to do it on your own. You got three tries.
No, 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 I don't want Dave. That'll be the last podcast Dave ever does.
So. Why?
There's just no way. He won't. He's gonna hurt himself. I guarantee it.
Then I don't like this bet. I don't want aided cartwheel. I want something he has to do on his own.
How do I get out of
this? How about if I try it first and then the aided cartwheel?
No, because Adam, he's gonna hurt yourself. I don't want you to hurt
yourself. I don't think I'm gonna hurt myself if I've got six guys holding my legs up.
No, you're not gonna hurt yourself if it's aided. Longest podcast of all time.
It's going to be really pathetic if I do an aided cartwheel.
You can't do a cartwheel.
I got to think of something besides an aided cartwheel.
Jamie can play the saxophone. You can't. This would be like...
How about I have to play the saxophone?
Yeah, or like the keyboard. Heart and soul.
You want my lips on your saxophone? No.
Goodbye.
Sing a song again.
What song should I sing? Adam, you want to pick it?
Yeah, it's going to be...